my longtime best friend, Quentin, and my best friend, Stacy, are down for pretty much anything. We're practically all a unit when it comes to sex. Although I like to be the one watching it all. And calling the shots, I guess. Even if I'm not participating, I like to feel in control. We were getting into it, sitting on the couch with Quentin in the middle. My hand slipped up his thigh, bumping into Stacy's. We kissed the sides of his neck, and he took turns kissing on the mouth, giving each of us a bit of his tongue. Stacy was getting frisky, so I leaned back and let her take control. Stacy was wearing this slutty little jean skirt that barely covered her ass. She pulled her pink panties down and straddled Quinn, grinding her wet pussy down on his jeans. He bit his lower lip as he watched her grind on him. He pulled the neckline of her shirt down, caressing her tits through her bra. He then decided that was too many layers and unhooked her bra and took it and her shirt off in one yank of clothing. He pressed her tits together, dragging his tongue across them and teasing her nipples as she tugged at his jeans. Finally, he unbuttoned his jeans and pushed them down just enough for his hard cock to slip out. My mouth watered at the sight of his hard, pulsing cock. Especially when Stacy got her hands on it. She smiled at him. Her blonde hair all tossed over one shoulder as she ran her palms up and down his shaft. He leaned back against the couch, cradling his head as he watched her please him. She spit on his cock, rubbing it into his head before raising up on her knees. Her pathetic excuse for a skirt had ridden up so far, her whole pussy was out. She pressed him to her cunt, smearing her arousal over him before easing down onto him. He held her hips, pushing her down onto his cock until she was fully seated on him. She threw her head back, moaning with pleasure as he filled her. He grinded down on his cock, making sure he filled every inch of empty space inside of her. "Oh, fuck," she moaned as he grabbed her tits again, kissing them as his cock throbbed inside of her. I watched, breathless, as they began to move together. Stacy gripped his shoulders and began to ride, her ass lifting just enough to slam back down again. I got on the floor on my hands and knees and got a good angle. I watched her ass come down, slapping his balls as she slid up and down like his cock was a pogo stick. She took his massive cock so well. I watched, mesmerized, especially by her pussy, as he pounded into her again and again. She was so stretched out around him. She began to cry out his name, forcing herself down harder on him until her tits were bouncing so hard they slapped against her ribs. My own pussy was soaking wet when Stacy arched her back and cried out in pleasure. She began to shake and Quentin caught her in his arms, holding her in place as she came on his cock. She slumped against him as he buried himself inside of her. I saw his balls twitch and squeeze against his body as he emptied himself. I crawled forward as he groaned, as he filled her, wanting to get my tags. He lifted her off his cock and thick ropes of cum began to slide out. I was there in a flash, my lips covering her cunt and sucking up every drop Quinn had left inside of her. She moaned, grinding against my face as I licked her completely clean. I pressed my tongue inside of her, scooping out any remaining cum until I was satisfied. Stacy collapsed on the couch, her legs spread wide and her wet pussy on full display. I resisted the urge to burn my face in it, knowing fully well it would taste much sweeter if I made her wait.